During the first several weeks of the second half of the church year, we look at the marks of the church. We believe, teach, and confess that the church is a people of God gathered around God's word and the sacraments to receive from him the blessing of the forgiveness of our sins and life everlasting for the sake of Christ Jesus. Our collect, the prayer of the day for Sunday, clearly says that we are by nature sinful and trust only in God's grace, love, and mercy for our redemption from sin. O God, the strength of all who trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing, grant us your grace to keep your commandments, so that we may please you in both will and deed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The story of the rich man and Lazarus shows that we can sin against our neighbor by doing nothing. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day, and at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. In looking at this story which Jesus told, we will see the eternal effects of our sin and the source of hope, the clear word of God, which tells us of his mercy. May our Lord grant us faith to listen to him as he speaks to us through Moses and the prophets. Amen.